Final whistle has just gone, 2:14 to 8 points. Tyrone win, and Mayo well still in a spot of bother. Need to get a result from their clash with Donegal next week if they're to stay in Division One football for a 21st consecutive season. Early on, it was Matty Donnelly who scored the first of his 4 points, but the home side suffered a blow when Killian O'Connor was forced out of the game by injury. And Tyrone raided at pace to reel off a volley of scores, with Donnelly hitting his third, a superb long-range effort for a 5-1 lead. Hugh Pat McGeary's impressive defensive contribution was brought to an end when he was stretchered off on 19 minutes following a challenge that earned Colin Boyle a booking. Mayo were down to 14 men on the half-hour when Boyle picked up his second yellow for a challenge on Mark Bradley. Tyrone also went a man down 3 minutes later. Midfielder Padraig McNulty received a straight red for a reckless challenge. Mayo lost yet another key man when Andy Moran was black-carded for an aggressive approach to referee Maurice Deegan as he challenged a decision. But Mayo rallied late in the half for Connor Loftus to slot over a couple of frees, but they trailed by 8-3 after the break, after Lee Brennan and Connor McAliskey and Niall Sludden had all landed neat scores. Second half, well, Mayo were down four big-name players. Killian O'Connor injured, Lee Keegan injured, and dismissals of Moran and Boyle all out of the picture. They faced a massive task. They did have the biting wind in their backs as the second half got underway, but that did them no good whatsoever. It was Tyrone who struck a major blow 4 minutes into the half. Lee Brennan sidestepped Jerk Cafferty to smash the ball to the roof of the net. Declan McClure and Conor McAlsky tagged on points to push the lead out to 10, and Stephen Rutford and his men were in deep trouble. They had fallen 12 points behind by the time substitute Fergal Boland ended a 23-minute scoreless spell. But Tyrone had another emphatic response, with Conor Myler and Cal McShane making the running for substitute Conor McCann to smash a shot to the roof of David Clark's net to seal an emphatic win. And nothing went right for Mayo this afternoon. They were awarded a late penalty for a foul on Tom Parsons, but Conor Loftus sent his shot blazing wide. So it all ended in Tyrone's favour at Elbury's McHale Park. Final score, Tyrone 2:14, Mayo 8 points.